This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program not to be believed. The case of Wen-Ho Lee and the Los Alamos National Laboratory continued to dominate the news this week, raising many more questions about government research and security. On the line with us is Gary Incommunicado, a lab security expert for the federal government at Shifting Sands National Laboratory. It certainly is rare to have someone of your stature doing an interview, so I thank you for joining us, Mr. Incommunicado.
Yes.
You have been quoted as saying the natural leakiness of human beings can actually be overcome if we have strictly enforced systems and safeguards.
Correct.
Could you maybe give us more detail on the sorts of procedures that you're thinking of here?
That's part of the question. If I explain the security procedures, then a person would find a way around them.
Well, I know, but the reason I ask, though, the picture that's been painted of security at the national labs makes it seem pretty lax.
That's not true. Everything is tightly controlled.
Really?
I have a checklist that governs every kind of conversation.
Oh, well, I could see where that would be helpful.
Yes.
Does it include this conversation, then?
Especially this one.
Uh-huh. Well, what sorts of things are on the checklist?
Oh, I really can't say. Hang on, please.
Okay.
Confirm secure phone line.
I'm sorry, do you have to secure a phone line of some sort?
Maybe.
Well, you know, we're broadcasting the conversation. I think that was clear, right? So you wouldn't have to use a secure line if the...
Well, that detail of the policy is classified, Mr. Connolly.
Uh-huh.
Hang on, please.
Okay.
Step two, shut down computer.
Mr. Incommunicado.
Yes?
Why do you have to shut down your computer?
What computer?
Well, if you're shutting down a computer, is that because you might have sensitive information on the screen when I'm talking to you? This is a phone conversation, so if that's the problem, you know, I can't see what you're doing.
Our conversation hasn't officially begun yet, Mr. Connolly. I'm still preparing, so just hang on a moment, please. Hold your horses here.
Okay.
Clear desktop of all papers, classified and unclassified.
Mr. Incommunicado.
Just one moment, please.
Well, I know, but... Mr. Incommunicado, are you? Can you speak now?
I'm still preparing.
Okay.
Just hang on, please. Just don't rush me, okay? Empty drawers of all official documents and personal
Mr.
papers.
Incommunicado, if you've just joined us, I'm talking with Gary Incommunicado, a scientist at the Shifting Sands National Laboratory, about new security procedures instituted in the wake of the Wen-Ho Lee case, and sounds like he's going down a checklist of protective measures that he needs to do before we can even begin to formally have our conversation. Right now, it sounds like he's emptying his drawers.
Mr. Connolly,
yes.
I'm not permitted to discuss personal matters at any time.
No, that's fine.
So let's keep this professional, shall we?
I don't want to talk about anything personal, and I don't want to violate any standards
or
procedures.
Good.
Are you ready now?
Almost. Just one moment, please. Just hang on, please.
All right.
The complete checklist, burn, classified.
Do you know that we can hear you?
Potentially sensitive and unclassified.
Mr. Incommunicado.
Sensitive material. Burn.
Mr. Incommunicado, I don't know if you realize this, but we can hear everything you're saying. What's going on there?
No comment this time.
Have you set that stuff on fire? Is there a fire in your office? Mr. Incommunicado? Gary? Are you there? Are you okay?
Hang on just a moment.
Hello? Is it out? Is the fire out? Did you...
Fire? What fire?
Well, it sounded like there was a fire there in your office.
Well, I'm not saying that there was, but if there had been, the information would be subject to a security clearance procedure.
Uh-huh. Speaking of security clearances and procedures,
yes.
We are really virtually out of time here. Are you done with your checklist? I mean, could we do a little bit of the interview now?
Well, I can tell you that the procedures we have in place have now been fully implemented.
Uh-huh. But do these security procedures interfere with your actual work? I mean, might it make it difficult for you to get things done?
Why do you ask?
Gary Incommunicado is a researcher at the Shifting Sands National Laboratory. He joined us by phone from the remains of his office.